Blog Talk Radio.
To be saved.
And they said, Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Sozo. And thou house. Amen. You notice that it did not say, walk down a aisle. It did not say, say a sinner's prayer. It did not say, confess. Amen. I know I'm not going to get too many witnesses on this. Amen. But what I have learned and come to learn to believe is that most of us, amen, or shall I say, some that have not been, that have been misled in the scriptures, amen, have been learning tradition rather than the word of God, amen. We have to be more faithful to the word of God in that reference, in that we are and is in need to read for ourselves and study, not just read the Bible, but to study the Bible, to make proof of the Bible, amen, in that way that we are in need to understand the words of the Bible, amen, and what is trying to be said in the scripture, or what is said in the scriptures. Amen. The Bible does not say to do all of these other things, amen, that the church have us doing, but it does say that we are to believe. Now, let me just make this clear. It did not say that we are to believe in Buddha. It did not say that we are to believe in Muhammad, amen. It did not say, listen to what I'm saying, it did not say that we are to believe, amen, in Satan, amen. But it did say that we are to believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said it did say we are to believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. And that goes to the next question of where do this belief has come, or where or whence does this belief come? Amen. Hallelujah. Whence do this belief come? I want to take you to the first chapter, amen, of the book of Romans. The first chapter of the book of Romans, and the scripture reads as following, amen, in verse 16. It says, but I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The word of God is the gospel of Christ. The word of God is the power, the dunamis, unto God, of God unto salvation. Amen. It's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To everyone that believeth. To everyone that believeth. That's the word believeth again. Amen. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Faith and belief is synonymous to one another. Amen. Faith is the noun. Belief is the verb. And believing is the action word in which we go by. Amen. As a form of the method unto salvation. Amen. Without believing, it is not possible for you to be saved. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Because you have to believe in the very thing to be saved. Now, salvation is prominent unto predestination. Amen. Because salvation is part of predestination. And there is two words in the Bible featured in salvation, but the main word, amen, is sozo, amen. And that word means to be saved, to deliver, protect, or preserve, literally or figuratively. The process happened from beginning to end, which consists of the spirit, soul, and the body in the whole, meaning that we are took from one point to the end point, amen, and all in between is the trials and the tests of God, amen, and in that process, amen, there could be deliverance, amen, which some may define as soteria, amen, which is another word that is in a form of salvation. It means temporary deliverance, amen, which some may have due to a fall from grace, amen. A fall from grace means that you've been spanked by God, amen. Can I get a witness here? For doing those things that is not part of this belief, amen. Can I get a witness here? And one of them is the tradition of man, which have destructed our mind, deceived our mind, and is deliberately trying to end our mind. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing that the preachers always do is that read a specific verse without going on to read another. Amen. Hallelujah. If you was growing up in a Baptist church like me, you was taught the same process as everybody else. Amen. Which is a process that is formed out of Catholicism. Amen. And we know that most of the stuff that Catholicism have brought, it has changed the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you don't have to understand it. Just research it and find out for yourself. Catholicism changed the history of the Bible. Amen. And some of the doctrine of the Bible. Amen. But here's this main scripture in which those preachers give for salvation. Amen. In Romans 10, verse Amen. Amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Hold on for one minute. Amen. The scripture says this in Romans 10:9. It says, therefore, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But what the preachers don't read is the verses following these scriptures. It says, for the heart of man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew nor Greek, for the same Lord over all and richer to all call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon him in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then it says this, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? Amen. This is talking about a Christian. This is talking about a Christian. Somebody that already believed. You can't confess Jesus' name if you have not believed. Amen. The word confess does not mean what we think it means. It means to say the same things as Jesus Christ. In order to say the same things as Jesus, you have to have Jesus' word already in your heart. Amen. Can I get a witness here? So this is the reason why he says this in verse 6. In verse 14, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? You have to believe in order to call. And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? Amen. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. To hear and to understand what has been said by a preacher, amen, means that you have already been called. Amen. You have already believed that Jesus was the Christ. You don't need to walk down the aisle. Can I get a witness here? You don't need to say a sinner's prayer. Oh, God, hallelujah. You don't need to do all of this mess. You just need to continue to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. The church, as some, amen, has mistakenly, amen, deceived the world, and some have deliberately deceived the world, amen. So it depends on how you want to look at it, amen. It depends on how your perception is of the Word of God, amen. But I pray that some of us will continue to understand that, amen, there's more to the scripture than just reading one word, amen, or one particular text, amen. We have to read, amen, the scripture before it and the scripture after it, amen, to be able, amen, to get and understanding, amen, of what really have been said, amen. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. And then we all know the particular scripture, amen, that the scripture that they read, amen, I'm talking about the preacher, amen, amen, that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, amen, amen, no doubt that is true. Amen. But to read that in a Christian sense, it is not for us. Amen. Amen. Because if you are a Christian, you are redeemed from that. Amen. You have been bought from about of the price of Christ dying on the cross, amen. So you are not a sinner, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. You are a Christian, amen. A sinner, the word sinner is past tense in its context, and we need to understand that, amen. Now I want to take you to, amen, amen, my ending text here, amen. We in Thessalonians, oh God, hallelujah, 1 Thessalonians. If you go there with me, we in 1 Thessalonians. And the scripture reads here, we in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 23. The scripture reads, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're talking about predestination and salvation. Amen. Predestining. That means that God knew you beforehand. All the things that going on into your life, God already knows that they are going to happen. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And because you have been elected or called to God's marvelous light, Paul has said that he prayed that God sanctify you whole. Holy, and I pray that God, your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the interesting word in this text is preserved, because this is part of salvation, church. This is part of salvation, amen. Salvation is to be taken from one point to the ending point, to the beginning point, to the ending point. That is salvation. That is your journey. That is your pilgrimage, amen. And you are to be preserved. That's what the scripture said, as Paul is saying, preserve blameless, amen, without a spot or blemish, amen, amen. And the way this is going to happen is that you have to understand the word preserve. He's not talking about like meats and all of this kind of stuff. The word preserve is the Greek. I'm sorry. It means to watch over or to protect. Amen. To watch over or to protect, amen, like a security guard or a policeman, amen. Somebody that's watching over you, meaning that God may have an angel watching over you, amen, that he only allows Satan to do this to you or do that to you. It depending on your situation, whether you have sinned or not sinned, or whether you are disobedient or not disobedient, amen. God is watching out over you no matter what. Amen. This is part of salvation. Our struggle is part of salvation. Our trials is part of salvation. Amen. Our test is part of salvation. Amen. Everything predestinated in our life is part of our salvation. And we are being watched, observed, amen, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a miniature basis, amen, that we may be preserved, blameless unto the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to give me a witness here, amen. We need to know the truth. We need to understand the truth, hallelujah. We need to give the truth, amen. And when we give the truth, the people will understand that we understand what God says about our life, amen. Oh God, predestination, salvation, the untold truth. Hallelujah.